Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have a guest joining me tonight, folks. We have Andy in Texas here with us. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Richard. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Indeed. Yeah, good to have you here. And, I guess this is as good a time as any. Right, for us to announce this, right? Andy, your plan to run for the 2028 U.S. presidency?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I kind of figure if I hide away in a bunker for about 6-8 years or so, I might be able to come out and start my campaign, and by 2028, I'll be a shoo-in with all the leftover people that didn't survive and whatnot. We'll have a great time. It's a great time to introduce that. I was going to save that for a later day, but...
what do you think is the most pressing topic at the moment?
I think the most pressing topic is that, I'll just start off with this. You know, when your government stops serving the people, it's no longer your government. It's your enemy. And that's exactly where we're at in today's world. They're not paying any attention to us. They're throwing us in the garbage or in the jail, or they're dropping us out of sight so they can take care of these newcomers coming in. We call them illegal immigrants, but apparently they're newcomers or something like that. I mean, these people are getting the treatment. And here's the funny part. I mean, let's go with these pro-Palestinian so-called gatherings or whatever at these colleges and stuff. It's funny that they can come together from a TikTok video or whatever stuff that gets onto their social network, and they can go out and protest that, but they can't go to websites like RBN or any place else and find out how bad their life really is. Just because they can't feel it doesn't mean it's not going down the toilet. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's an array of things that we could talk about.
Well, certainly there's the economy. You know, there's no denying that's inevitably going to get worse from so many signals and analysts we're hearing.
Well, I mean, with a $35 trillion deficit, if that's real or not, who even knows? But you can totally see these people are—they're buying everything or stealing everything from the people, and they know that the dollar is going down in value super fast. And with this BRICS, it may end up not being the world's currency for very much longer. So they're taking the opportunity to cash in on that. And that's a lot of this money going to Ukraine gets kicked back to all the right people, and all the money going to Israel does the same thing, or Taiwan, it does the same thing. So they're purposely ruining our economy, destroying our food supply. They're doing everything possible to piss us off. And it seems we're just, we're going to take it on the other cheek.
And you've been mentioning for quite a while the importance of the weaponized attack on home ownership. You've very frequently, I've heard on RBN, I mentioned the major players. And what I find interesting is that these realty giants also own a lot of other corporations that are outside of the property market. Will have significant shares. I mean, namely BlackRock, Vanguard. I, you in particular, I've heard stress State Street a lot as well. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, no. Essentially what I said, I found out in some research that Vanguard owns 9% of BlackRock. BlackRock owns 14% of Vanguard, and BlackRock outright owns State Street. So, and that's just in shares-wise. But then they also own all these other shares. You look at, like, BlackRock owns 14% of Budweiser. But then you go down the list and you see Vanguard owns some, State Street owns some, and then all these other investment companies, they're also the major owner of those investment companies. So no matter how you look at it, they'll always get it their way, even if they're just 14% of the stock, because they own all the other companies they're investing in and whatnot. Interesting.
And the plan is to make it very difficult for middle class, even home ownership in their future 15-minute city utopia, right? I mean, certainly the working class is already struggling, and many are wondering, what, 40% of renters question that whether they'll ever own a home, you know, think that perhaps they won't, more likely than will. And it's just going to get worse, obviously. Depends on, you know, what age range and at what point, you know, any of us out here or in the future will be in a position to even try, regardless of the factors with the mortgage rates. And I mean, it's definitely weaponized. We hear about entire blocks being bought up, 120% of the value of the homes, and entire blocks being bought up at once. I've been hearing about this for a long time, right?
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, my daughter picked up from Seattle. She had, well, she paid like $278,000 for her home. And like, I don't know, probably 6 years later, she sold it for over $500,000. And she came down to Texas and bought herself a home outright for $400,000 or whatnot. And, you know, that worked for her, but she got inflated prices. So that's why Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, or any other name that, you know, they might be going under, Evergreen Realty or something like that, it's still Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. And they come in and they just buy your house out because they don't want to resell it. They want to rent it. And I think we've heard this. Everybody on RBN has heard this before. They want to turn us all into renters. I mean, unless Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing. And you'll be happy. You won't own your home. You won't own your car. You won't own the suit that you're wearing to work. you won't own anything, and you'll like it. So apparently they have some sort of weird utopia that they're planning for us. But, yeah, no, these people have been buying up land forever and a day. And Bill Gates is just another funnel for them. I mean, I think the top dog is the leaders, not the CEOs of Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, but whoever owns them. And I think we can top it off, far as I know, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers at the bare minimum. There might be somebody above them. I don't know. But everything is bought and paid for right now. They own all the currencies. I mean, look how many countries do not have a central bank right now. It's very few. And when you have a central bank, I mean, Rothschild is quoted saying, give me control of any country's monetary system, and I care not who makes the laws. And that's what we've got, is a whole bunch of lawless right now. And if you look at the COVID thing, you see how many people are participating. Like 180, 190 countries actually participated, and the ones who didn't, oh, they just mysteriously had their leaders killed. So this is an interesting concept about even Vanguard Black. They're still kind of little dog right now because the overall picture is they want to kill us.
And most people aren't aware of these agendas, which is unfortunate. I mean, because if it was public knowledge this far on in their plan to, you know, buy everything out, then perhaps there could be hope, you know, enough pushback. But by the time most people are aware of this, I think it'll be nothing left but the shout, as my father would say.
Yeah, well, you think of the way they've done this. I mean, Lark from Texas is a great example. What did they use to do all this? Communitarianism. That's what got them the ability to buy everything up, to change all the laws. I mean, you got HOAs. You've got communities, you know, whole housing communities and whatnot. You got you know, even stores put up right there. I mean, they've been planning like the 15-minute city forever and a day, if you think about it. A lot of these small towns are being ate up or burned up. I mean, they're taking the land hook, line, and sinker, however they can get it. Bill Gates is the largest farm owner. Well, probably Vanguard BlackRock. I mean, if we looked into his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're probably the sole or one of the biggest donors to that or whatnot. I mean, the whole thing is rigged as far as I can see it. And, you know, everybody's got their own opinion of what's going on. But I've been, you know, I've been doing this for, I don't know, the last 13 years, day in and day out, listening to different shows that can give you this right stuff, looking stuff up when I don't believe it, watching a lot of videos. I mean, people have to get aware of it. And then it's almost like maybe you don't, because it drives you flipping crazy how stupid people around you are, because they just don't get it. And I get that, too, because they just want to live their lives. They just want to live their lives, and none of this should be happening, but this group of people came together, and they're doing this, and they have been for years and years and years.
And, well, yeah, you wonder how much would be able to be stopped on any of these agendas by getting the word out. You say, yeah, 13 years is a long time, you know, to be aware of just how much is thwarted against the general populace. You mentioned Bill Gates and, you know, that whole synthetic meat thing. And that has a slice of the green agenda carved out for it. You know, like it sort of fits into that, because in their claim that, you know, it's too big of a carbon footprint, you know, having all this livestock. And so you need a tissue, petri dish, lab-grown meat, or, well, just some of these other, I mean, you have the plant-based ones, too, but, you know, I just had one article, a Japanese scientist in collaboration with Tokyo Sewage, you know, they found a large amount of protein in the sewage, and, you know, so, go on, yeah, they went ahead and the Japanese scientist actually made an edible steak made of human feces. And yeah, that's what Klaus Schwab would really like for us. You know, they want us to eat human feces. They want us to eat our own. Number two.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. I did hear about that. Didn't get a whole lot of insight on it. I saw a little news brief on them actually doing that, and I was like, well, let's see if they can get that off the ground. But who knows? They might put it in under a different name. Just call it a veggie burger or something, and people will start eating that stuff. It'll be inexpensive.
You've been hearing about all the attacks on food plants. You know, well, a lot of farmers paid to stop either animal husbandry or growing their crops or at least for a season. And, you know, I mean, even going back a bunch of years, we even heard some cases where they were just told to just plow their crop underground, just not to, you know, they had perfectly good crops and they were told that to not sell them and to just let them rot. This is going back quite a few years. And I mean, now we got the bird flu claims again and everything, all sorts of reasons why eggs and other dairy are a concern. E. coli was back recently. I don't believe them about any of this stuff at this point, Andy. What about you?
Well, I don't think anybody in their right mind should believe anything about this stuff. I was watching Scripps News today, which is, I guess, one of those bigwig news. And they're the stupid thing. All the stuff going on in our country, they're not reporting chemtrails. They're not reporting food poisoning from GMOs. They're not reporting anything that people really need to know. They're talking about these protests at colleges and stuff. So, yeah, I don't believe anything they say. And as far as the cattle and stuff going, I mean, just the North Texas in the Panhandle fires that were up there, they lost everything. I mean, people, their cows got burned really bad. They had to put a bunch of cows down and stuff. And then when the city or whatnot or the county came in to clean up the mess, not only did they clean up the burnt mess, but they went and plowed under the rest of their land, their grazing land and stuff. So if they even got cattle, they wouldn't have grazing. They spent a lot of time doing that. So these people, and you know, the people actually doing this, they're not going, ooh, we get to do something dastardly. No, they're just doing their job. In many cases, people are just doing their job. It's what puts food on their table today. So, blissful ignorance, I don't know. But people got to start denying to do the stuff they're told to do. I mean, forget the money. You got to find another way to make some money if you're being asked to do something this terrible. Or at least get informed to know enough that you're doing something terrible, which might guilt you into quitting anyway. It's crazy, Richard. It really is.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, but that's why I try to understand the motives behind a gentleman like Lark, who stressed communitarianism as a concept, because, I mean, to enforce all these things, that psychology is crucial to understand. I mean, these people are policing their neighbors and tattling on their neighbors, conditioned to think they're doing it for the greater good. And all these sacrifices, including the tissue-grown meat and the GMOs, and just making do with less of everything for the greater good, once again. And yes, shaming anyone in your social circles or your local neighborhood or whatever, if not downright reporting them and making it all a crime eventually. So, you know, I get that. And then, you know, other critics say, well, that, you know, you can't distract from, you know, all the factors in who is doing this and how they're getting away with it. And, you know, often that gets into the discussion of Jewish power as well. And they feel that, well, communitarianism distracts too much from that or something. I don't know. I think that they can live in harmony, but I definitely see the concern of how the psychology of people is being used against the populace. You know, the way they're being fed with these greater good. And it's interesting because they have this whole non-white population demographic shift in Europe and the U.S. And these people are not as inclined toward empathy and altruism statistically. You know, it's just a fact when you look at a lot of studies done. It's just, and then, I don't know, that then you have the whole anti-Semitism, pro-Palestine thing going on now. And, the more the demographic changes in this country, they're going to have trouble containing that narrative as well. But definitely, I mean, most of the populace will keep themselves enslaved and keep their neighbors enslaved. Don't you agree on that point, Andy?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely they will. And if you take a look at, okay, we're at 2024. 2001 was the starting point of a really bad time for schooling and whatnot. And that was a big, I mean, we've all been indoctrinated, but they really went for it. That's when they started programming in this the little sex education. And they didn't really start pushing transgenderism, but they probably had it in their curriculum, because none of us have sat in the classroom and heard exactly what the teachers are teaching them and stuff. That happened a long time ago, and now we've got what we would call millennials now. Even the early 90s people are almost as bad, you know. So I think you're right. We would definitely, we're going to enslave ourselves, because all they're doing right now is just entertaining us. They want to keep our minds off of them destroying our food processing plants, destroying our monetary system, destroying our health, public opinion in the world.
Indeed. Now I hear the music. Well, sir, stick around, and folks, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Andy in Texas. And we were touching on a bit of, some of these meat alternative enthusiasts like Bill Gates. Yeah, the GMO factor and the mRNA, those are starting to converge, unfortunately. And so people are already saying anything with an injection nature whatsoever, you already have to be wary of. Pretty soon, anything you consume in the GMO category could be a concern. And I heard a gentleman on Renegade Broadcasting, a guest, he was an organic farmer, talking about how much a lot of these people across the nation are paid off, as long as you know the right people, pay the right graft money, basically, bribe money, you're certified, as organic and non-GMO. And so there are plenty of cases where it's not actually the case, unfortunately, and you see that stamped nonetheless on the product because they know they're not going to get in trouble. They have an insider deal. So that's very disturbing because, a lot of people who think they're eating healthy and are paying more for it, they actually aren't. Even before myself, my better half, my lady was a big enthusiast and all this stuff. And so I certainly see how unfortunate that is. So And then there's no real way of knowing. I could even maybe replay it sometime. It would be a good interview to, because I don't know if I could track him down. But so, you know, there's that. And then Gates and all his other agendas, Musk and all his agendas. What about the Neuralink? Would you want to comment on the Neuralink, Andy?
Well, I think it's interesting. You got Alex Jones praising Elon Musk as though as if he's some sort of hero fighting back against the New World Order. You got Joe Rogan saying the same thing, and they're all in this really big club right now. Meanwhile, you've got Elon Musk, who's been quote-unquote called the richest man in the world. Horseshit. He's not the richest man in the world by any standard. And then you come up with a Neuralink. I mean, your kids are already vegetating out in front of big screen TVs playing video games or on the computer doing that stuff already. Now you got them those glasses that make it virtual reality while you're there, da-da-da-da-da. And now they want to plug you in? Okay, there's an agenda there. But I know Elon Musk is he's a really great guy from, I hear, from these, what do they call it now, the alternative mainstream media? That's where Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and Steve Bannon are and whatnot. They're the alternative mainstream media. We're the actual alternative media. I don't even like that word, but we've known it this long.
Well, my theory is when they really get this neural link going, whether they're the most successful or someone who succeeds them, I think that they'll use it as a wedge of the times to divide the youth who are already in a rebellious phase from the parents' generation to get people into it. You know, just kind of like in the 60s, like, you know, all of the things that people were into in the hippie scene that were, you know, completely taboo and rejected and thought of as unheard of by their parents' generation. It'll be cool to be able to access, you know, Google and Wikipedia and what have you instantly in your mind while you're having a conversation with someone at the local college dorm loft party or whatever, you know. And if someone can't do that, then they're kind of going to be the square, you know.
I think I'll take the square on that one. Thanks, Bob. No, I mean, I'll just be a square. That's probably out of my league anyway. I won't be around when that happens. But I don't know. Somehow you feel like you gotta keep talking to people. You know, I bump into people. I talk to people out in public when I'm out in public. I'm not shy. And most of the time lately, they bring up something going on bad, and then you can elaborate on it, and then they kind of snub you a little bit, but at least you're breaking through and stuff. But hey, let's go back to that Bill Gates thing. Let's go to COVID-19. That's when they really destroyed a lot of the farms, because we shut down for 2 weeks, and then it just went on and on and on, and they wouldn't allow these businesses to open, hotels in Las Vegas, hotels all around the country that got food all the time just stopped. And everybody, you know, most people were scared to even go out, so a lot of people didn't even go shopping. So, I mean, people weren't buying the goods and stuff, so that gave Bill Gates the ability to go in there and rescue these farmers who buried a lot of their crops, cut down their corn before it was ripe, just destroyed a whole bunch of stuff. And then Bill Gates decided that here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some of this land, and I'm going to put up these vertical farms. And we can probably talk about that in a minute.
Indeed. Sounds good. Stick around, folks. We'll be back. Little piece of you. Little beats in me will die.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Andy in Texas. Vertical farms with Bill Gates, that's something I guess I never really heard much about. Andy, please enlighten me with the listeners.
Well, from the understanding I got, let's just preface it with this. Obviously, this person, he knew COVID was going to be declared because he had a plan. And it was one of the first things he ever wanted to do was buy the farmland. That was his mission of the Billionaires Club or whatever, buy farmland. And George Soros was bring people. So he has a mission already. And his mission was to buy up the farmland, so-called rescue the farmers that, you know, were living from year to year on their crop, as opposed to working a job and having a farm or whatnot. But he went ahead and bought the farmland, and he figured it would be more economical to put vertical farms up, which are just ginormous greenhouses and stuff that have rotating pots in there, you know, rotating trays and stuff. And they're growing every kind of vegetable known to mankind in these things. I don't know the exact diameter on this. This came out shortly after, probably a year after COVID, and we started hearing Bill Gates buying up all this farmland and stuff, and then we started getting some details of what he wanted to do. And,
okay. So vertical farms, from the way you describe, it sounds like they're like big inside greenhouses, big like almost like Ferris wheels, but with really wide carriages, right? So like, okay, but moving the way that would. like a big long.
Super long. They're all in pots and whatnot that they can grow in and whatnot, and they rotate. And, you know, of course, they've got the artificial sun up there via a grow light or whatnot. But the key to what was going on was that Bill Gates also wanted to implant mRNA in these vegetables. And which, you know, because they were saying they're going to vaccinate everybody. And now you got people coming out saying we should forcefully vaccinate everybody, blah, 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 whatever they want to do. But they're going to get the mRNA in one way or another. And this is a great way to do it. And the two stores I heard that were going to be the recipients of it at first was Walmart and Kroger. So keep that in mind. I don't know. Maybe everybody's got it by now. You know, if nothing else, you can't say organic is just a brand name now. It doesn't mean that it's organic, in my opinion. You can't find anything that's organic anymore. I mean, you've heard of the guy who, the one guy used Roundup on his farm and stuff, and it blew across to this other guy's farm, and they took his farm away? Well, look what's in our skies. How do we know it's not Roundup, too? So I'm just... There's nothing good about anything that you could purchase, even in a farmer's market, I would suggest. But yeah, Bill Gates is he wants to put mRNA in everything, so there you have it.
And we heard about these mosquitoes as well, these GMO mosquitoes. One purpose was to have them vaccine injectors. And related to this mRNA technology, it sounded like. And I also heard later, Texas and Florida, a big surprise. You know, I mean, these are major red states, according to the current color terminology of the day. You know, flip it around. But okay, you know, the current red states with these, big conservative white populations, border states. And I mean, very much first and strongly, most notably Second Amendment states. You know, I mean, Texas and Florida, it's where everyone has been moving to from these blue states. And ever since COVID, the increase has really just shown to everyone the obvious best destination choices. And these seem to be the states. So, I mean, you know, it's just... it's clearly an attack on conservative white America with the mosquitoes. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear many details about it, but allegedly, yes, some of these GMO mosquitoes were released in Florida and Texas. And I'm not sure, like, which ones, like, what were they carrying, you know? Because, I heard one cover story that I was skeptical about. But, I mean, I've heard about all these other motives behind it. So, you know, it's just amazing that the amount, just one little change with these genetically modified creatures. I mean, there's such a chain reaction potential with everything. And it's amazing they've been allowed. I mean, you know, you'd think an international community would have some good in mind. You know, even the elites should be concerned about how their planet could be irreversibly changed, altered, where humans... in this chain reaction can no longer survive soon enough. You've heard about these sort of chain reactions.
Absolutely. I've heard about the story you're telling, too. I mean, let's be clear, though. They were doing something nice. I mean, this whole mosquito thing with Bill Gates and stuff, he was doing something nice because they introduced it under the guise that they were there to get rid of the malaria-carrying mosquitoes, to weed them out so we would have no more mosquitoes or whatnot. They were there as an army mosquito. So that, they did think of good for us, you know. Of course, we do know that he's all about the vaccine, and he's been saying, just like everybody else, that everybody should be vaccinated, and this is another way. My understanding was that they had 12 billion mosquitoes they released, and they didn't get permission from Florida governor. They went to a city, a county, I think it's Orlando County or whatever, and they asked the county if he could release them there, and they gave him permission to do that. So nobody got any awareness of that. And they did the similar thing to, I don't know exactly, I'm guessing they would have put him in the Houston area or whatnot, because because of the humidity and whatnot. Mosquitoes really like moisture and whatnot. So, yeah, I would think that that would have been where they, I didn't hear exactly where they let them go in Texas. But, yeah, no, it's interesting that he can get away with all the stuff that he's getting away with. And, you know, you got to kind of wonder, he got the old pie in the face that one time. That might have ticked him off. And he said, I'm going after the world. You remember that when he got pied in the face? Walking up on some steps, some guy comes by with a pie and slaps it in his face. This was years ago.
Yeah, in the 90s. I saw that revisited on that that four-part Corbett report on Bill Gates that I was playing on the air. And yeah, they showed that clip in the video footage. You know, that was wow. I can't even remember what year I was. That even like I don't know before
that was like 1990,
like 88 or 9, or was it 1990? Somewhere around there, I want to say, right?
Oh yeah, somewhere. Okay, yeah, I don't know the exact date. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but so yeah, you know, we have people like Gates. And obviously Soros, now his son Alex is supposedly calling the shots. But these, you know, many talk about how much these could largely be figureheads. And does it really matter that much? I mean, we never hold the people accountable. We need to hold accountable. But yeah, the COVID thing accelerated everything. I mean, these people were starting to lose their grasp, you know. I mean, this monetary cycle, this Ponzi scheme monetary cycle was getting close enough to the end where they weren't quite as wealthy compared to the general populace before COVID. And then we had the lockdowns combined with the greatest transfer of wealth in human history with the COVID relief money printing. And that accomplished exactly what you describe, Andy. It gave them a shot in the arm, these financial elites.
Well, but the thing is that they know this monetary system's coming down. That's the biggest thing. And so they're trying to rob us blind while they can and buy up everything they can. Notice they're forcing people to move. I mean, after the fire in Paradise, I don't think they let people move back up there. They couldn't rebuild. Their insurance said something was wrong. Something, somehow. They got out from letting them all rebuild and whatnot. And they're doing the same thing everywhere. I'll bet these farmers up in North Texas here, they probably won't be able to rebuild, or they just won't have the money for it or whatever. But they're doing everything they can to get rid of everything we need, food, air, and water. They're destroying all of it. And, you know, going back to the water thing again, I don't know if you remember Dr. Wynn Parker. He used to be on for like 3 hours on Sunday on RBN, and he talked about water. And just for those beer drinkers out there, he warned not to drink the mainstream beers, you know, the Anheuser-Busch's and the Miller's and all that stuff, because it's made out of recycled toilet water. So I don't know how true that is, but, I mean, think about that. And this was years ago, so if they were doing that to the water years ago, and you were talking about that Japanese burger over there, I mean, they're talking about that here, too.
Well, steak, they're yeah, talking it was a steak. About,
yeah, steak, yeah. Okay, so they're talking about the same thing over here, reusing the sewer water. I mean, as it is now, they're actually selling sludge from the sewer for people to irrigate or to fertilize their lawns or their fields and stuff. So they're
right. And we forgot to talk about the other protein alternatives. Like for quite a while now, the standard rations in Australia for the school children was like cricket in their snacks, you know, their cheese puffs or corn chips or whatever that they would get at the lunch counter. You know, it had the ground cricket in it. So you know, yeah, some places like the Australian school children for quite a while now have already been getting fed bugs without probably they and their parents largely knowing about it. So, yeah, no, we have to go ahead.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if that's not happening here in the United States. I mean, I grew up with premium soda crackers, Cheez-Its, all these different kinds of crackers and stuff, and chips, Doritos and stuff. And today, you know, I haven't eaten them for a while. And today, you would think, you'd know, it just doesn't taste right. And for all we know, we're getting ground-up crickets. He said you will eat the bugs. He didn't say you do it willingly. So there's probably mealworm flour in this stuff. There's probably ground up crickets in this stuff. I'm not saying there is, but hey, we've been in this world long enough to know they're pretty devious people. I mean, when you got a thing called the FDA and they're there, it's the Food and Death Administration. These people are approving anything and everything. They will kill us. You know, so then you got the CDC, HWO there. They think they own the world and they can declare a pandemic anytime they want. Where it's out of control, and you're right. They've been sloppy. They've been sloppy, and that tells me they're arrogant or they're really just that stupid. They're arrogant as in there's no way we can beat them, and they know that. It's checkmate for us, and that's why they're showing us all this garbage that they're doing. You know, Joe Biden as a president, really? You impeached Donald Trump, but Joe Biden gets to stay. Woo! We got some real high standards there in Congress and whatnot. So, yeah, we know that they're just puppets. Yeah.
And then I can see when this monetary cycle does finally, even with this COVID injection, inevitably reach its end. That's hopefully, in their view, they'll have had enough time to have the digital ID in place enough, you know, with social credit score. I mean, they already have the real ID thing, you know, when I had to renew my my driver's license when I came to Florida, you know, relocated to a new state. That was the only option here. They said, you know, the real ID. I said, there's no other option. You know, I just was not expecting them to say anything different. Oh, it's just the real ID is the only choice you have. Yeah, get the real ID. And I guess that just means that all the digital aspects are centralized and easily accessible from any electronic external systems is the impression I have. You know, that it's just like everything's integrated. As opposed to in the past when technology was gradually coming out, nothing was compatible with anything else and all that. So, but yeah, the social credit score and the central bank digital currency will be ready then, when this collapse happens, as long as they have the social credit score and digital ID in place enough, get people accepting the social credit score enough, they can roll out the central bank digital currencies, no problem. But they want to demonize Bitcoin because they really do see that as a threat. You know, they want to make sure that is made an example of, and they, you know, there's a lot right now. There's a lot of volatility in the markets relating to cryptos, and I think it's intentional because the CBDCs want to show that, oh, look, no others are to be trusted. And, you know, just like the way they try to portray the independent media, you know, a bunch of kooks and, you know, stay away from them or you'll even get arrested as a terrorist, as you should, you know, if you're with them kind of thing. That's how they want the cryptos to be, which are not the central bank digital currencies. But this ESG and the DEI and critical race theory, you know, all of that thrown into the social credit score. So that's what I see for the future. And as the demographics change to these third worlders, they're not going to question it because it'll be sold to them as something good. You know, your social credit score, it helps the greater good. Right? Right, Andy?
Oh, yeah. No, everything they're doing is helping the greater good. It's just choose the greater. You forgot like Monero and Dero. I guess they're doing pretty well in the cryptocurrency. I'm not into it too much, but I guess they're doing pretty well. And but the way you deal with that is you pull the plug on it. You can just turn the power off. But see, that's going to take them a long time to do that, simply because once they do that, if they EMP this or whatnot, their reign of power is over. And that could be the reason why we're having all these military age people coming across, and they're probably going to find their way into some sort of uniform. I'm not saying this is going to happen. It's one scenario that could possibly happen. And these are going to be the people that once they do EMPS or whatever they do, blow up a city or whatnot, these people will be the police people, the policing. These will be the people coming in to police us. I mean, they got, what, $10 million in the last 3 years in here? And no sign of it stopping. I mean, and our government won't do anything about it. In fact, if somebody does do something about it, those people get arrested, fired, kicked out of there and stuff. Something devious is going on there. But, yeah, I think digital currency, that's going to happen. I think that'll be with a lot of survivors from whatever's going to happen. I mean, they might turn the stuff off and have just hot spots in some sort of FEMA camp where your phone will only work
after, from government. After what happens, on the other side of the break, I'd like to hear more from you on what you could see in store before that point. We'll be back.
Okay.
And I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here at Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with
Andy in Texas. What do you think will happen, Andy? I mean, what sort of event? You already referred to EMP, but is that something you think is most more likely, or you know, what other type of events could you see before you say, you know, the system would get sold to the survivors, as you refer?
Well, first and foremost, Richard, we'd have to look for signs and symbols to see this coming in the first place. I mean, we're totally being looted right now. I mean, all the money that's being funneled, all the money we don't have as our dollar dwindles in its strength everywhere. We'll see more bankers selling their stocks and stuff like we had a few weeks ago. They were selling stuff off. You'll hear more about bunkers being built, like the head of Facebook over there in Hawaii. Apparently, he's trying to buy out a whole island. He's been constant construction, so he's planning for something big. It's underground. Those will be some signs and stuff. Okay, so some of the things that might happen, yes, an EMP could possibly happen, but you could also have like the whole East Coast taken down by one of those tsunami bombs that they claim Russia has, and who knows what would really be the cause of it. They'll probably blame Russia, but they don't have to blame anybody. If the communication's out, they don't have to blame anybody. The show's over at this particular point, but they may release, instead of the regular chemtrail, they may release a bunch of nerve agents and stuff and take us out that way. I mean, these guys could do whatever they choose to do, but like my friend Alan says all the time, it's like a cat playing with the mouse. If you get rid of everybody all at one time, they're gonna get bored, you know, and they might end up start killing each other. So they gotta keep they gotta kill us a little at a time. They're getting a thrill out of this death jab that they get. They're really getting a thrill out of it. Nobody's ever backed up on it. Nobody on mainstream media's ever told you that, oh, it turns out this thing's bad for you. Nobody's ever done that. So these guys are really getting a kick out of it. So they might just continue to poison us with shots or make it mandatory at some point. And if they do, you know, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. I don't think anybody's even talking about it because they're too afraid they're being listened to. I mean, I think January 6th really scared a lot of people, so therefore we're going to have a very hard time getting together to do anything. So it's like all for one and one for all? I don't think so.
Well, they definitely want to monopolize more and more of the food industry. And one possibility, therefore, could be engineered famine, possibly in conjunction with some sort of pandemic or epidemic.
Good proof of that.
Well, here I hear the music, Andy. I hope you'll be joining us for the second hour.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. And in the bottom of hour two, we'll take your calls, folks. Stick around and we'll be right back.
'John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.